All right, so as you heard, all that chaos is going down in South Africa, and that was the president of South Africa at the moment. His name is Cyril Ramaphosa, and he made a statement just a few days ago about the happenings that are happening right now in South Africa. I wanted to also just quickly just give you a little roundup about who are the people and, you know, the whole like timeline of what had happened. So as you heard, the reporter at the beginning was saying that Jacob Zuma, the former president of South Africa, he was in trial for corruption, investigation into corruption, and he now was taken into jail for a 15-month stint, and his supporters went crazy. His supporters are all following the ANC, and the current president is also a part of ANC, but we will unpack that a little bit later of the struggle for power between the two people, even though they are in the same party, which is wild. And we're also going to unpack some of the issues that have been raised from these voice notes from WhatsApp, and how this all coincides with this political agenda that we kind of are unsure what's going on. So first off, I want to introduce you guys to Jacob Zuma's son. His name is Dudu Zane, and they say he's in Durban where these riots started, but other people are saying that he's in Dubai, so maybe he's currently in Durban, but he lives in Dubai. I have no idea. Anyway, in these videos that you guys will hear, he is backing up his father, who has now been put into jail and doing his 15-month stint. And he is, you know, professing his father's innocence and what plans they have got for the country. And just think about the language and hear what they are saying. And it's very interesting. The language that he uses is quite strong, not in terms of that he's cursing, but in terms of how it's not very trustworthy. It's really more of an agenda for their own power. And hopefully that you'll be able to make your own decision of this kind of character of the person just by hearing their voice. And then you can listen to a podcaster in South Africa. He's an influencer, and he's got a couple, you know, interesting things to say. And, you know, I think he also feels the same way. So have a listen to all of this.
Reset, redistribute, and rebuild. That's all we're going to do over the next 2 to 3 years. So by the time 2024 comes, we'll be fully in control. Our destiny is ours. How we want to implement policies in favor of what we believe in, and how we're trying to channel and to build this country over the next 20 to 50 years starts now. One woman, one man, one vote. We're taking over. So don't be distracted by the sideshows. Don't be distracted by the rhetoric and the narratives that have been built for a long time that keep us divided. We're going to pull together, and we're going to make this happen for ourselves, and we will not be dependent on handouts from anybody else. We will deliver free education, and we will create opportunities for each other as an entire nation, as a whole. We're bringing this thing together, so hold on tight. It's going to be a bumpy ride, but we will get over that line.
I just want you guys to hear a little bit about what this this influencer from South Africa says. His name's Ronaldo Gowers, I think. And just to have a listen to what he says about this video.
Talking about his dad not breaking the constitution, and then starting it off by pretty much talking about rebuilding, redistributing. I mean, So yeah, this sets the tone, doesn't it? I mean, this is where the talk and this unrest started. It started in March already.
Absolute bullshit. Have you heard such rubbish? Did you hear the language that he was using? Number one, we're going to take control. We're going to make change for ourselves. And he said we're going to make more opportunity. And then he kind of corrects it by saying, for everybody else. Listen here. He need to go back to school because that is dick. Tatership. Dick with a D-I-C-K. Tatership. Right there. Honestly, right there. Like, that. Ooh! Okay, so the plot thickens. Now, I've got some recordings of, I don't know who these people are, but they are recordings from WhatsApp where a lot of stories were getting conjured up or, you know, coming through about the current situation and all of that kind of stuff. Now, some of the people that are speaking in these WhatsApp notes, they seem to have, I think so. Either they like in the police force or some are like lawyers. Some people say their names and some people don't, but they've just said, you know, what their position is. But they kind of put like a different spin on the whole agenda and what it could mean. And they also mention about an international interest that could have helped, spike up this whole crazy situation that happened in South Africa.
Type it out. So, yeah, this is more organized than what we think. The fact that they're stealing TVs and fridges and all that, that's just a distraction. What they're actually doing is they're stocking up on food. They're taking all the food, I mean, all the cars that we pulled over, number one, they all had their license plates removed. So it's an organized instruction. Secondly, they all had the same excuse, almost verbatim, as we hungry. And they rattled up a story almost as a script. Now, these are all different, supposed to be random vandalists. They all had the same script, same MO. And I tell you, they stuffed in their cars polony. Obviously, they don't learn their lesson. Frozen chickens, meat, rice, all that kind of thing. Their cars were full of that. And, believe it or not, canned dog food.
Friends, I am so grateful to hear that people have stood together for justice. I've read this article by Anthony Thurton, and I would agree up to the point where he analyzes it as something just with the EFF and middle management. There is no way that the nation on this planet was pretty much in the top three gold, coal, platinum, the byproducts, plutonium, petroleum. These things make South Africa a key to taking over this earth. As Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, Bill Gates have made very clear to anybody who will take 5 minutes to research. This is way bigger than Zulus versus Xhosas. This is way bigger than a faction fight between the ANC. This is way bigger than Julius Malema trying to find himself a way to get new Mercedes for the next 27 years. This is Cyril Ramaphosa, the multi-billionaire puppet of the World Economic Forum, who we have photographs of him meeting with the G7 less than a month ago. There are too many coincidences. There was meant to be a march to Gandhi Square on the 12th, which is when everything exploded, to demand his resignation by peaceful, well-meaning citizens. He has delayed municipal elections and is going on and on about a commission to find out how to implement the suggested legislation.
Okay, see, now I don't know if this is true or if this is conspiracy or what this is. I don't know what her political interests are and if she, it seems like she is not so vested in the current political party or this particular president. And I don't know what she's saying is true. And I mean, I do know that South Africa do have to meet an obligation by 2030 because they are a part of the Paris Accord and Davos and all of that kind of stuff. So, I mean, I don't know whether that he has anything. If they're trying to bring him down because of such things, or what that means for the people of South Africa, I don't know. It's your boy Prince Rara, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal, and this is Nota Culture with Prince Rara. Montreal. It's Montreal in this bitch. Is that you, Prince? It's your baby boy, Prince Rara, in the building, and this is Know the Culture, and you are listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.